right to act without authority.
Yeah, presidents have done this consistently. President Reagan did it in Grenada. President Eisenhower did it in Lebanon. As commander-in-chief, he has the right to begin military actions. Now, if he's smart, he would certainly consult with the House and Senate leaders, with the members of the top people on the Intelligence Committee, the Armed Services Committee, Foreign Affairs Committee. But he doesn't have to. As commander-in-chief, I believe strongly the president has the constitutional right to carry this out. So it's really two different issues. One, he has the right to do it. But secondly, I think he'd be very smart to consult with the leadership, not with all of Congress and something like that.
I'm taking his own words as a senator, Boston Globe, right. 2008. Quote, this Senator Obama, the president does not have the power under the Constitution to unilaterally authorize a military attack in a situation that does not involve stopping an actual imminent threat to the nation.
Yeah.
Those are his words.
Yeah, and to me, the hardest thing to do with President Obama is keep track of what he says from one day to the next. Just like, for instance, he was against Guantanamo. Guantanamo is still open. He's carrying out drone attacks. All of these things he's doing, it's inconsistent. It's wrong. I'm not here defending President Obama. I'm just defending the office of the president.
Can you defend the threat to the United States that comes from Syria? What is that?
The threat is, it's two. One, I think chemical weapons are a threat to everyone. Once that line has been crossed, that puts the entire world at risk as far as the threshold being crossed, and I think severe action has to be taken. But more than that, is this will so strengthen Iran. You will have almost this axis of Iran and Syria, and which really puts the entire Middle East in peril, because then you have Iraq in there, and Iraq now has given its airspace to Iran. So if we don't stop this right now, I see just Iran becoming the dominant power.
Well, I see the logic you're using. I mean, it's six pieces of chess or six moves of chess. But the argument you're using is an indirect threat to the United States.
Yeah,
that's not what the law says. It says an imminent threat to the nation.
No, under the Constitution, the president has the right to take action, I believe. And they've done it going back to Ronald Reagan with Grenada. I said Eisenhower with Lebanon. We can go back to President Clinton in Bosnia and Kosovo. He went ahead. And he can do it. He has the constitutional right to do it.